Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
We are broadcasting live from the Arbors of Frontenac. Come by and look at one of these display homes. You will just be overwhelmed. All right. You're also going to be overwhelmed with this next story. Dan Buck is with us, and he is undertaking one of the most incredible things I think we've ever had in St. Louis. It's called the Powerplex of St. Louis, America's premier sports and entertainment destination. It's going to be in Hazelwood, where the Mills is right now. Dan, great to be with you. How are you?
Good, Frank. How are you doing? And by the way, I just bought a house while I was sitting here waiting to come on the air. These things are gorgeous. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we usually tell folks, come by, grab a slice of pizza or a burger. Now we're saying, come on by and buy.
Come on by a house.
Buy a villa.
Just buy a villa. Yeah.
So for folks who loosely paid attention, they know that the Blues for years were headquartered at the Outlet Mall, which became the Mills, whatever you want to call it. But the actual mall portion has become somewhat vacant.
Somewhat.
Is that being polite, I guess?
Yeah, it's being polite. Yeah, 92% vacant. Really, you've got Cabela's. You have one little furniture store and a pretzel shop. That's about all that remains there that's operating. And so we've got about 1.5 million square foot of usable space that we plan to convert into an incredible sports destination for families. You know, this is the fastest growing sector of the American tourism market. Nothing else even close. Not theme parks, not national parks, not RVing. Nothing is growing at the pace that youth sports tourism is growing, and more families spending more money chasing their kids around to ballparks. And what we recognized, and our investor group recognized 7 years ago, not only is St. Louis not in this game, we're getting our teeth kicked in by Peoria, Illinois, and Westfield, Indiana, and South Haven, Mississippi. We aren't addressing this major growing issue, but we also aren't seeing it done right. I mean, I've been in this, and so have you, Frank, and so have you guys. You chase your kid around. You got great venues. I mean, world-class championship ball fields all over the country, but they're not thinking about the needs of the family. I mean, if I'm spending my vacation money, where am I going to eat? Where am I going to stay? These tournament directors and these park districts don't really care around the country. We do care, and we're going to put an emphasis into let's let these vacations be real vacations. Yeah, you'll be on the courts 4 or 5 hours a day, but there's way more downtime in competitive sports than there is court time. And so what we're saying is let's give them a venue and a place where they're going to have a ball when they're not playing ball. They're going to be able to go go-karting and go to the movies and go to 13 restaurants and go rock climbing and go zip lines and go putt-putt and go ice skating and do things that kids want to do, but in most sports competitive environments, these things just aren't available.
And so the idea is the mall structure stays. It's not being torn down.
Nope.
You basically gut it and do different things inside and then add on. What will you be adding? We're looking at the visual here, but tell people what's going to be added
on. Sure. So on the periphery, obviously it's a 160-acre campus. There's 66 acres of empty ground that's all ready to develop. I mean, everything's in the ground. Sewer, water, power, gas, it's all there. We're going to bring in 6 hotels, a water park resort. We're going to put a big dome behind the theater that's going to be 750 feet long by 300 feet wide. It soars 120 feet into the air. It'll be the largest indoor play space in North America. We're putting a stadium that can hold 2,200 people for big Little League and college and professional softball games. But fast pitch, this is going to be one of the number one fast pitch venues in America. Not only weather resistant because all of our fields are turf and we have 3 fields under that giant dome, but we'll also have a fourplex put right on those parking lots. And people say, well, does it fit? Does it work? It's unbelievable how well everything fit. As our architects started to look at this space, it was like, even though it's only 15 years old, they designed it to be a great sports venue. It's on 40-foot columns. It's got 23-foot high ceilings. It's got barrel roofs where we're going to put the beach volleyball and the pickleball and the bars and the grill. I mean, all this stuff, you know, there's 13 existing restaurants, all the hoods, all the walk-ins, everything's ready to go. So we've got great hotels.
So there are no restaurants there now, and there's no hotels now.
Nope.
And they're all going to come in. And what's the grand opening time frame, roughly?
We'll get most of our indoor venues done by probably February or March. We start construction in September. It's about a 6-month window because we inherit all this great infrastructure, all the steel, all the concrete, all the parking lots, all the roadways are already there. So we just have to expedite. A lot of demolition. We're tearing out more than we're building back. We're opening up, you know, 84 stores are getting torn out to make room for these massive sports venues. We have 22 volleyball courts. We have 3 NCAA-sized basketball courts. Also 5 adjacent 3-on-3 courts so we can host close to 11 courts for three-on-three all indoors.
Wow.
We've got 10 indoor pickleball courts. We've got 9 beach volleyball. 6 of those are inside. So, I mean, it's a remarkable footprint for what we're trying to do. And, you know, to think that this mall cost $256 million to build back in 2003, just, you know, 16 years ago, and the fact you inherit all of that infrastructure and things you'd love to have in a youth sports complex, but you'd never be able to afford to buy. You would never put an 18-theater theater facility up. You'd never would put in 3 go-kart tracks. You'd never have all that stuff. This stuff is there. We inherit it. So it's I shouldn't say inherit it. Obviously, we're buying the place. But the ability to convert this very quickly to a youth sports venue is going to be remarkable.
And did they find you, or did you guys find them? Because you had this vision. I know there was some talk early on in Chesterfield, mm-hmm. and you kind of moved from there to this location. Because I think as taxpayers...
Moved is a polite word.
Okay, yes. I know. Yeah, there may be more to that. We'll do Dan Unplugged on our podcast.
There you go.
But it seems like it was about to be a huge blight for the county and Hazelwood. Like, it was going to be a waste of space, basically.
Yeah.
This saves it from that. Did you spot them? Did they spot you guys?
Well, the reason no one ever touched this or ever even looked at it, and obviously it was never going to return to a retail space, but there was $36 million of tax debt, infrastructure tax debt that was held by bondholders, Bank of America, BlackRock, some big individual investors held that debt. No one was going to try to come into this space because they would inherit that huge amount of debt. So we started conversations about 18 months ago with those bondholders and just said, hey, listen, we know where it's heading. It's going to a wrecking ball. The only thing you could ever do is repurpose this as a distribution center or some type of industrial space. And it's a shame to knock down this big of a great, you know, community asset. And, of course, losing Cabela's alone to St. Louis County and to Hazelwood cost them millions of dollars a year in retail sales tax. I mean, they're a huge retailer. And they definitely would have left. There's no question. Now they're excited about an extension. We're talking with them about bringing in an alpine tower and rock climbing and zip lines and doing some fun kayaks and other types of discussions with them, including bass fishing on our canals that surround the property. But the dialogue very quickly shifted to what's a reasonable resolution of that debt. And it took us 18 months to get to a resolution, but we got there about 2 months ago. And we will close on everything, the acquisition of the mall and Cabela's, as well as the retirement of this tax debt will all be kind of refinanced. And it's not just us, too. I understand this is the biggest public-private partnership. St. Louis should really be proud of how many people have come together to make this thing happen, from the Convention and Visitors Commission. Mark Harder at the city council level, along with Sam Page, have been huge champions of this thing to try to, you know, keep this thing from going to the wrecking ball and doing something that is remarkable in a growing sector of our economy that St. Louis just is not really in. We know the impact because we see it with the big volleyball tournaments down at the convention center, but that's sporadic and it's only a few events a year. Imagine having that kind of crowd every single weekend at a venue doing volleyball, baseball, basketball, softball, lacrosse. We're going to do pickleball. We're going to do ultimate frisbee. You name it, we can host it inside this venue.
People can get a look at this at bigsportsproperties.com. Bigsportsproperties.com. They can actually see what we're talking about.
Brad Beal's involvement. Is he one of your chief investors? Or
he is. He's our last and final investor. He bought out the last shares. It was funny even how he found us. Literally, Bradley, if you know him very well, he's got a heart of gold, and he was trying to think of something he could do in his hometown that could be of high impact. And he was thinking about building a 4-court basketball venue. And so he thought, well, rather than start over, let me see if there's anything for sale out there. And so he just did a search, St. Louis Sports Complex, and we came up on a Google search.
Wow.
He literally reached out to us through our Facebook page and said, hey, I'm Bradley Beal. I play in the NBA. I'm from St.
Louis.
Of you. And I go, you could have stopped at Bradley Beal. Yeah. Right? So he came in, and a few days later flew in from Washington, and we just had a great meeting. And you know, he so matches the heart of our investor group. I mean, we don't want to just build a great sports complex. We want it to be a place of impact, a place that really helps change maybe this culture of youth sports that's kind of lost its way a little bit. And Bradley totally aligns with that thinking. He's a guy who loves multiple sport athletes. He thinks that we're pigeonholing kids in way too young, way too early, and thinks that, you know, developing great athletes is letting them play a variety of sports. We believe in that too. And part of the cross training we want to do here is we want volleyball players to go over and play some hoops. We want our basketball players to learn how to hit a curveball. We're going to have a lot of fun cross training for the clubs. And we've got some of the biggest clubs in St. Louis who are going to headquarter out of this space and bring their expertise as well.
It almost seems incomprehensible that this area, which you and I thought was completely dead after we went to the last Blues skate, you know, to all of a sudden turning into the Powerplex of Hazelwood with literally everything a person could ask for. It's like, it's insane. It's incredible.
And it's not just, I mean, the tournaments, kids from out of town, families coming from out of town. But if you live here, there's going to be leagues and there's training, and you could, or the kids could just go out there and ride a go-kart. So it's not just you're signing up for a league. You don't have to be a member.
We're going to have party rooms. We're going to have recreational leagues in all of our sports. Hazelwood's going to revamp their youth baseball program, which and softball program, which they haven't had for years. We're going to be running that Monday through Thursday evenings during the spring and summer. And you're right, weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if you're local and you want to come out, just know you're going to have 12,000 visiting families from all across the United States who are going to be here as well. But during the week, Sunday night through Thursday night, it is absolutely all about local clubs, local teams, local families coming out and really doing the training, but also enjoying all the other amenities.
You've partnered with Mike Matheny in the past. We know he's working for the Royals now. What's the latest with Mike?
Mike's great. He's obviously loving his role. One of Mike's passions is youth development and young development. He's spending so much time with those minor leaguers now and really getting to learn the system from the bottom up. So he loves being out there and being a mentor and coaching these young ball players. And he's very much still connected with us. He's a big champion and a guy who's always shooting me texts when he's on the road, just encouraging us to keep going. And he was instrumental to this project early on. He was the guy who really believed in Chesterfield, obviously. But when we changed sites, I'll never forget the time, first time he walked through it with me. He said, "What a blessing. You know, what a blessing that we didn't go forward in Chesterfield, because this is going to be so much bigger, so much better than any of us could have ever dreamed. I mean, this campus allows us to do things, even if we would have dreamed it, normally we could have never afforded it. And so the amenities we're going to be able to offer here are 10 times better than what we could have ever done in Chesterfield.
You think Michael manage again? That's sort of the read we get is that that's happening. I don't know what he said or what he's heard, but at some point I would think that's what he wants to do.
Yeah, under a strong confidentiality agreement. it is what he wants
to do. That's
what
he wants to do.
It is. I think, Mike's got a passion for the game like few people do, and I think that he loves the minor league role he's in right now and the player development side, but I think at some point he'd love to be a skipper again, no question.
Somebody texting in, "Dan Buck is awesome. I'm pumped for Sports Complex. I have young children, and I'm sure I'll be up there nonstop for the next 5 years."
That's awesome.
I just want Bradley Beal to Facebook Frank and myself, say, "Guys, I got some money. I got some ideas."
It's a funny thing, though, because he is an idea guy. I think it's okay for me to share this, but he's going to have a restaurant, a local franchise, that's going to be in our food court, too. So he's actually bringing his own business models into the operation.
Existing, yeah. St. Louis franchise restaurant?
Yes. And I was going to say it, but then I thought, well, he may not have announced that.
Well, it's not Emo's, because that's Tatum's.
You never know.
You never know. I'm just saying it's neat to see his excitement around the whole project. Obviously, he'll have Bradley Beal Elite headquartered out of there with his basketball club, but he's looking for other avenues. He's bringing us friends who own hotels and other types of people that he's met, you know, through his connections in the NBA. He also has a lot of great national sponsorships, and they're now talking to us to come in and be a sponsor. So he's a type of a partner that can deliver and open doors that we never could have done as a group of local investors. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And he can be very unassuming. Years ago, like 3, 4, 5, I don't know what it was, but I'm working in news radio, and he agrees to come by as a guest. We're over at Schneidhorst. My news producer doesn't know the NBA at all, doesn't know who he is, and I said, "Just keep an eye out." And he comes running in. He said, "There's a very handsome African-American gentleman who just pulled in a Bentley." And I said, "I'm going to go ahead and say that's him." I think that's probably him.
You know, too, I'm sure most people in the audience have never met Bradley. This is also a place you're going to get to meet Bradley, because I know he's going to be hanging out here a lot, both during his playing days. I don't know if you know how he spends his off season. This guy literally flies around the country and wherever the Bradley
coaches
Beal.
Coaches his team, yeah.
Yeah, coaches his elite teams. And like he'll go one day to the 14s, next weekend he's with the 16s, next weekend he's over at the 17s. He literally gets on the bench, coaches these young kids, stays with them for 3 days. You talk about – this is one of the greatest players to ever come out of St. Louis, one of the top scorers in the NBA, and he spends his entire summer coaching little kids. That's good it shows stuff. You his heart about kids and passion, and I think you're going to get to know a side of Bradley Beal at this space to really understand his love of children and reinvesting. You know, he just won the NBA Cares Award as the number one philanthropic community-focused player in the NBA. And if you heard his speech, man, it is like a tearjerker, but he calls out every NBA player. He says, you have a responsibility, okay? And he said, if you don't think you're a role model, you're wrong. Kids look up to us, and the greatest work we will ever do will never be on hardwood. It's going to be in the lives of kids. And I was just like, wow, that is what we're all about at the Powerplex, and it's so neat to have a guy like Bradley being there, not just representing us, but also being part of our investor group.
Dan, thanks for coming by. Dan Buck, and if you want to see what we're talking about, the development Powerplex, go online, bigsportsproperties.com.
And Facebook, too, Powerplex. Plex STL is a great place to stay up to date on all the new partners and things we add.
Dan, thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Before we go to break, quick word about Dr. Michael Jones, 866-260-EYES. Longtime friend of the show, practices complete eye care in the metro area. He'll take care of your eyes. He does the LASIK surgery better than anybody else. Tell them I sent you, 866-260-EYES. And Maryville University sponsors the phone lines. They're continuing to build a more diverse and inclusive campus. It's a core value of the institution. Go to maryville.edu for more information. We'll take a break. We're coming back with Reggie Sanders right after this.